Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Deb from DontParish.com. Hey, today I thought we'd talk about head coverings for young girls and when they should cover. And for those of you who don't know the teachings that biblical head covering for women is commanded in the Bible, we have a lot of teachings on the subject, and you can look them up on the website or let me know, and I'll be happy to help you. So I'm just going to get right on the topic today of when should we teach our daughters to cover their heads? Well, the Bible doesn't give us an age, and one direction we have is 1 Corinthians 11 from the word woman. So if we were to look at that, the meaning of woman is wife, woman of any age, virgin, married, or widow. All right, so what does that mean for a young girl then? Well, I guess if we were to draw an absolute age, it would be when she becomes a woman, and that might be when her menstrual cycle begins, because clearly we know she's a woman when she's able to bear children. But in saying that, we need to be really careful in only using that guideline for her to cover her head, because we see the scriptures would indicate potentially other encouragements in it, like, are we not to train our children from a very young age how to be godly, obedient boys and girls that will grow into men and women? And so if we're going to wait for a specific day to teach a young girl to wear a head covering, it's going to cause confusion on allowing her hair to be free and exposed 1 minute, and then literally the next minute she has to cover it. You see what I'm saying? And on top of that, she's going to connect the head covering to a specific event, her menstrual cycle, instead of connecting it to the commands of God for those who want to be obedient to Him. And so it's no different than training our daughters to wear biblical clothing from young on, right? We're not going to let them run around in whatever they want to wear. They're to wear long, loose, unadorned dresses. And we need to keep in mind that head coverings are part of our clothing. And let's also look at Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So it's telling us to train a child in the way he or she, in this case, should go. So we want to train our daughters from a young age in the way they should go, right? And that would be all the commands we see in scriptures on how to become a godly woman, like obedient or submissive, or have a meek and quiet spirit, how to keep the home, wearing biblical clothing. And we would do that all from young on, right? I mean, that's what the Bible says, teach them in the way that they should go. So why would we leave off the head covering until she's older? Because that's going to do nothing but cause problems and confusion, and it'll be a lot of rebellion in a young heart. And so let's look at Deuteronomy 6:5-7, which should help eliminate some confusion on all this. And thou shalt love thy Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest in the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou rise up. So we're to do that. I know that's in Deuteronomy, but in the New Testament, we're supposed to be living by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. And so here what we see in the scriptures would be young girls who are learning to talk and pray. That means they're very, very young, should be learning to cover their heads right along with all the other teachings and commands in scriptures. Amen. Unless somebody can tell us another reason why we would withhold a command like that, but yet teach every other command there is, I'm not really sure we need to do much more than that to show that girls should be covering at a young age. So anyway, I hope that helps. And thank you, sisters, who bring up these topics for teachings so that others can be edified. Because we don't have children that we're raising right now, so I can overlook some of these. So it's awesome when the body of Christ shares such things like this, because we know sisters with children. And so as they share, we share with everybody else, and it helps everybody grow. And yeah, it's pretty awesome how the love of the brethren does all that. So anyway, I think I'll leave us with 2 Peter 1:5-8. Beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. That's awesome. All right, sisters. I hope your day is joyous in the Lord. And I'm going to go now and, Lord willing, be back to encourage you another day. All right. Love to you all. Hold fast. May God be praised.